The John Clay Wolf Show has appeared on terrestrial radio for a really, really, really long time. So we dug into our pockets, and on the other side of our we found something funny. And yes, it's contagious. Gather round as the Wolfpack goes on this throwback adventure.
What it do? It's your boy DJ Pre-K with the John Clay Wolf Show, hanging out in the archives with my boy Randy the Chipmunk. Y'all know what's going on. And Randy's my kind of guy, you know. He just hangs out outside the 7-Eleven with some pimps and hoes, smoking a blunt and minding his business. And we all know how it can get crazy, though, you know, especially around election season. Ooh, Lord. But let's see if Randy will tell us how politics work in the chipmunk world. Check it out.
Squirrel attacked the old people.
Well, you know who know about that story, probably.
Randy the Chipmunk.
Yeah.
He would know us.
Is he here?
I don't know if he's here. Oh, there he is. Oh.
Hey, guys.
Of course he is.
What's going on?
Oh, Lord. Did you hear about this story? The squirrels attacking old people?
Yeah, squirrels get a little weird.
Yeah, I guess.
You know, in the fall time.
Oh, I didn't know.
You know why?
Why?
They don't save nuts.
They don't save nuts?
Yeah.
They're
all scared of getting hungry.
Okay.
So they start, you know, chasing cars and doing crazy stuff.
That way you see more of them dead on the road because they're chasing cars?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
It's in the culture.
Okay.
I just saw a fight over at the 7-Eleven.
You did?
Yeah. You know, in the morning, we'll kind of lurk over around the gas pumps. Because you never know, people in a hurry will toss out a piece of donut.
Oh, that makes
or
sense.
Or an Egg McGriddle. No. Well, this lady was coming out of the store. It looked like she just paid for a fill-up or something. And she had given me and my friend Rusty a bag of Cheetos and a big old blunt. So we were, that's a good morning. So me and Rusty were kind of high. And she was dressed up kind of funny, like, I don't know, she had big old high heels.
Right.
And a short little dress.
Uh-oh.
You could see all the way up to Nova Scotia. I think she might have been a performance artist of some sort. And this guy in a Mercedes Benz was kind of lined up behind her.
Yeah.
And he had a bumper sticker that said, "Make America Great Again."
Okay.
And he was waiting to get in her slot, you know. And she stopped to talk to this guy with gold teeth and a big fuzzy hat. What? And the Mercedes guy started waving and honking his horn. He hollered, "Hurry up, you hopey changey bitch." And her and her friend were flipping him the bird. And he's driving around to the pump on the other side. Well, this guy got out and started spraying pepper spray all over the damn parking lot. And he wasn't within 25 feet of anybody around.
Yeah.
And the fuzzy hat guy whipped a big old straight razor out of his pocket. And the little Mercedes guy pulled out a .32.
What?
And right then, when it was about to get really good, here comes the popo.
Oh, of course.
Reckon what everybody's so pissed off about.
What a morning you had, man.
Y'all having a vote or something?
Yeah, we're having an election tonight. Now. That's what's going on. The Make America Great Guys, probably a Trump supporter.
The people vote.
Yeah, the people are voting.
Y'all go crazy these days,
well,
don't you?
There's a lot of passion on both sides.
It used to be nice.
Yeah.
We still are kind of nice, but it's getting a little weird.
Y'all are?
So who's going to win your vote?
We don't know. It's really a toss-up at this point.
I'm glad we only do that every 4 years.
Yeah, you know.
We argue about it, though. Everybody wants their own way, but we've got this guy right now. He's fixed all kinds of stuff.
Chipmunks?
Yo mama?
Yo mama.
That's what? His name.
No.
He's a squirrel. But he's a good leader. I've got more nuts than I used to. I could actually stand for him to hang around a little while.
Yeah,
but we've got this election coming up now.
Yeah.
Most of us chipmunks don't care for either one of the candidates. We've got this rich weasel from Dallas. His name is Bump.
Bump?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's kind of a blowhard.
Okay.
He talks about going around touching all the little squirrels and stuff. I think he wants the rich people to have all the nuts.
Oh, my God. That's
But then there's this bitch running for it, too. What?
Strangely similar to our race.
That's it's a female dog,
well,
JD.
Yeah, I got a bitch. I
Should
know.
I have just said dog?
Just a dog, yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
But I don't trust her.
Bitch has got a different...
Her husband used to be in there.
Oh, no.
And come to find out, he liked a lot of bitches.
Dogs? Dogs.
So you never know what you're going to get. But it's just like my dad used to say.
Right.
Long as it don't affect the price of a pack of camels, who cares? You know?
I got it.
That's
so
big.
We don't worry about it.
You don't worry too much.
Yeah, just keep your nuts to yourself. That's what the chipmunks do.
I got you. Well, you guys are quite a society.
Speaking of, I got to go get me some. It's nut time.
All right.
Nut o'clock.
Thank you, Rusty the Chipmunk.
Rusty the Chipmunk.
All right, y'all know what to do. Hit us up on johnclaywolf.com. You can check out old episodes on there. You know, stay up to date with what we got going on. Get cool gear. We got hats, shirts, all that. Hit us up on Facebook. You know, search John Clay Wolf Show. We're on Instagram. John's on Twitter. You know, you can holler at all of us, okay? You know how to spell it, okay? We appreciate y'all listening. Keep on rocking with us.